Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions.
I promise. No.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Life is a fight. In business, every day is a fight.
All the time.
So, hey, what's your problem?
Yeah, thank you, J.D. Wells from The Wells Report. If you haven't checked him out by now, you should. The Wells Report on Facebook. Find him. I can't remember if it's J-O-H-N or J-O-N. I should know that because I've known the guy for like 20 years. But I can never remember that H, if there's an H or not an H. So I just go by the Wells Report. You'll find him. Yes, this is from the Big Bad HQ in Spring Hill, the What's Your Problem podcast. Check out Big.Inc. for anything lighting, electrical, and now heating and air. Just check us out, Big.Inc.com. This is the podcast about Middle Tennessee business owners and professionals that have issues like a lot of people. But when you're a business owner or a professional, it's always something keeping you up, just kind of making you going, you know, did I say that right? Did I do that thing I needed to do? It's always something. This is a video and audio podcast, so if you don't want to look at my ugly mug, you can listen to it. Or if you don't want to listen to it, you can look at it. That makes no sense. Check us out, whatsyourproblempodcast.com. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. You need a voiceover. How many things can I sell you in the first 3 minutes of this podcast? That is the name of the game. Today, we have another fellow B&I-er coming in from the Franklin-Brentwood area of Middle Tennessee, Tara Cheatham. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well today, Jim. How are you?
With OPEX and Melaleuca.
Yes.
Right? And for a while now, you've held the health and nutrition seat in B&I.
Yes, sir.
And it's been going well for you so far?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. B&I is a great, just a great community.
Yeah.
Full of lots of, you know, great people that are really helpful. So
for those of you who've never really heard of B&I, basically it's like hand-to-hand combat marketing for those people who are just really good at meeting people and having conversations. And it's industry exclusive chapter where you can only have one electrician or one plumber or one health and fitness guru. And basically you share referrals and pass referrals. It's pretty cool. But first thing first, we always start off with the random five, which you said you're very nervous about. I have no idea why.
You see, I don't know the answer.
Well, wait, you just BS it, man. That's what we do. All right, so question number one, brought to you by Kalioka Company. That's actually a company you need to check out, All Natural Cleaner.
Ooh, very nice.
Probiotic based.
Okay.
Yeah. The stuff that you put in your gut, you're well aware of that, I would imagine.
Yep.
So they use it to get like scents out of stuff. It actually gets rid of cat urine smell.
That's impressive.
And stinky garbage. All right, so question number one, where does your self-worth come from?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's, man, you're just going straight for it.
I just, you know, high trust questions right out the gate.
Self-worth.
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to come from inside.
Is it something maybe we should probably revisit that as a topic? I would imagine that your youth and your childhood had a lot to play into that.
For sure.
Right.
My parents did a great job. We were raised around sports.
Right.
Dad was our soccer coach. And so just, he really used the sport of soccer to help develop my self-esteem and my self-worth, and to make sure that I learned that it doesn't have to come from exterior motives. It's going to be inside.
Right. So. Very cool. And that's typically, yeah, it's got to come from you.
Yep.
You know?
But you got to find out what's important to you, too.
The why.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We've had this discussion.
We have. when you threw me over a grill, we're going to talk about that.
Gently.
Question number two, is it more important to help yourself, help your family, help your society, or help the world?
Well, I'm in the health industry, so I am 100% firm believer in if you're not taking care of yourself,
right,
then you're not going to be able to help
anybody else.
Yes.
So that's crazy.
Priority number one is yourself, so you can better support those people that you want to.
Question number three. What activities cause you to feel like you are living life to the fullest?
Definitely anything with my family. Love traveling, love hiking, just getting away from life for a little bit, actually.
Do you go camping at all?
We have. We've started, we joined a little, it's called American Heritage Girls,
mm-hmm,
with with our daughter Josephine. She's almost 11, and that has allowed us the last year to really open up opportunities. And we've gone camping several times, and it's been fun.
Is it the primitive camping where you're basically doing the tent camping and stuff like that, or glamping?
I mean, we're pitching a tent, but we are at state parks, so yeah. There is, you know, bathroom facility.
Yes,
because it is a bunch of little girls.
They call that primitive camping in those campgrounds where you're basically putting a tent on the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've been way more primitive than that.
Yeah. Let's see. So, because we go camping a lot as well, and it's we need to do it more because campgrounds are just full these days.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is question number 4. What in life is truly objective and not subjective? Interesting question. Truly random.
Again, I'm going to have to pull from my science background and numbers.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you can get a good blood test to show you what's going on under the hood, do it because it's objective.
That's true. There's really no bending the truth in that with data.
Nope.
Is happiness, question number 5, Jim talking, take 2. Is happiness just chemicals flowing through your brain or something more?
Something more, but the chemicals are important.
They are important.
Yes.
You're a scientific person. You know that.
Yes. That's it all right. Goes hand in hand.
Well, there you go. That's the random 5. Wasn't too bad, right?
No. I'm through the tough part. Okay. I can relax now.
It's like getting a weight off of your shoulders.
Yes.
No pun intended. So to speak. We'll be right back. We're going to get into all things with Tara Cheatham here in just a bit. Be right back.
Henry Ford once said that if you need a machine and don't buy it, then you will ultimately find that you have paid for it and don't have it. Nothing could be truer about energy-efficient LED lighting in your business. At Big Dot Lighting, we can show you how a portion of your savings from a commercial LED lighting upgrade will be paid for in hardly any time at all. Until then, you're paying for them anyway. Book a no-cost lighting energy assessment with Big Dot Lighting. At least 30% of your utility bill is waiting to be saved. Go to BigDotLighting.com.
And we're back with Tara Cheatham. Thank you again for coming down here. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you.
Thanks
I've been seeing me. I've been seeing your lovely face over the Zoom for the past year and a half, which glad we're seeing it in person these days.
And it's nice to see the office too.
Yeah.
See all the, you know, the stuff.
My
the
man
props.
Toys.
Yes, your man
yeah.
toys.
That, you know, at 46 years old I'm getting into Marvel stuff, which whatever.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you gotta get into something. Mm-hmm. You know, if it brings you joy and makes you happy and it's not chemical based, let's run with it.
There you go.
Yeah. Releases endorphins. So I have to say I've been working out, right?
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Getting my activity increased. I've lost about 5 pounds since, a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Down from the heaviest I've ever been.
Okay.
Because of the last conversation we had really stuck with me and, not made me feel badly about myself, but, you kind of hit people square in the face with the truth, man.
I just ask questions.
You do more than that. You do more than that. I mean, that's got to be a daily conversation with you because that came off so naturally.
For sure.
You just ask the question, like, oh, how's that working out for you, Dr. Phil? Over
here. Yeah, we meet a lot of people that are just, you know, life is hard, Jim. Mm-hmm. And being healthy in this society is very hard. Mm-hmm. Everything unhealthy is just so darn convenient.
Yeah.
That it's just sitting down and really regrouping, figuring out, okay, what's really important to you and what do you want to do?
Well,
from there.
Okay, so that's an interesting point you bring up because at the beginning of this whole pandemic thing, back in March of 2020, what did they all tell us? Lockdown, stay home, and don't do anything. Don't go outside.
Right.
What did you think of all that? Because the only things that were left open were the grocery stores and the liquor stores. I noticed.
Yes.
Right?
In the liquor stores.
Yeah.
What a great time.
Donut shops were still not, you know, they were open. Convenience yeah. stores, all that stuff. What were your thoughts on that?
First, you know, obviously we didn't know very much about the virus yet, so there was still a bunch of fear around it, just from the unknown. But the, you know, one of my biggest concerns was, okay, we're locking everybody down, we're mm-hmm. masking everybody up. And, you know, the immune system, it's a lot like a muscle. If you don't work it out, when it does encounter a problem, it's going to have more problems encountering, you know, fixing that problem.
Right.
But on the good side, it did, you know, it sent people home. I have never seen so many people walking through our neighborhood mm-hmm. as I did. And while it's not still the same amount as now, like there's still quite more activity. So I think it did encourage people to, you know, to get out at least in their neighborhoods and be more active. So I was very, very happy to see that.
There was a definite positive in the fact that people seemed to take more them time.
Yes.
You know, time to invest in themselves. With Carrie Ann Sear, we had her on a couple of weeks back, and the big thing in her life now is like, I want to try and take every other Friday just for me. And my daughter,
that's awesome.
Family, or whoever, because she's got such a hectic schedule and work, drive, drive, drive.
Yeah.
And it really just kind of plays itself out to you. You can really burn out, man. You got to have balance, right?
Yes, especially just today is, you know, we're all accessible. We have so many devices and everyone can always get to you.
Yeah.
And which is great. But when it comes to taking time for yourself, it's not.
I got a guy on Fiverr that I get my video clips that I pull from these podcast episodes.
Okay.
And I've got work for him, but he's like, I'm unavailable. You know, it's got a little thing on his profile. It says unavailable. And I'm going, oh, what's going on? And he says, I'm going to be back, you know, on the 16th. Oh, okay. That's only 4 days away or whatever at the time. And I just went back to it just now. He's like, oh, I'm out till the 30th. Dude, you okay? You know,
is he okay?
I don't know. I hope he is. But it's one of those things where you looked at it and maybe he's taking some time just decompress.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hopefully that's all it is. You know, hopefully right. There's nothing else strenuous going on. But did you do that? I mean, you do invest a lot in yourself, but you're also running a business with the family and everything like that. It's kind of an ideal situation because you're working out, you're doing what you love, but you're also, it's your business, right?
Right. Well, and you'd be surprised, you know, even though we live in the gym, essentially, yeah. Sometimes it is still hard to figure out how to get my hour to myself, you know,
right.
A few days a week to work out.
Because you're doing it for other people and training other people doesn't necessarily mean yes. You're doing it for you.
Yes. Well, right. We do it for us because we are big believers in you've got to walk the, you know, walk the walk.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a physician that was sitting there smoking and listened to him. You told me to stop smoking.
They did in the 50s.
They did do it in the 50s.
Remember back in those days, they said, smoke is good for you.
Right. Get smoke on the airplanes.
Yep.
It's so hilarious when we get in an old car and
Bug. Lucky strikes.
Yeah, Bug sees that light, the ashtray. She goes, what is this?
I know.
I was like, I'm so glad you don't know what that is.
Well, what about the lighter that you had to push in?
Yes.
And then wait for a couple of seconds and it popped out glowing.
Yep.
You set the vinyl on fire and make burn marks.
Yep.
Did you do that? They looked like thumbprints in a way.
I have seen a couple of those.
Yeah. Your daughter's over here in the room and she's looking at me. She's like, I have no idea what that is.
No, that's where you plug in the phone charger, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you guys, for a while there, tell me the story, how you got into it, how you met your husband and everything, because you've been married a long time. Similar to me, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We just celebrated 20 years this past June.
Nice.
And just some word of advice. The last time we had been on a trip together was before Josie was born.
I get it.
And she's going to be 11.
Yeah.
Don't wait that long.
Dude, that was 15 years for us.
Yes. Yeah.
We did our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
It was 15 years since the last time we went on a long trip together.
Yes. So you went longer than us.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was just awesome to reconnect and find out, you know, we still like each other.
I know. Isn't that a great, it's like, you know, oh, there you are.
Yep.
You finally just, you know, you get back to being teenagers again.
Yeah.
Or early 20s in our case.
Early 20s, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, it's, it really does kind of wake you up and it's healthy to do. Do enough people, in your opinion, take enough time off? Or you think that hustle mindset has really permeated society? I see it a lot because of the circles I'm in. You know,
yes, absolutely.
And we have a lot of people that aren't working right now because they just don't want to, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, you know? That kills me too. But yeah. So, Dennis and I, we met at Belmont University actually. And then I was playing for the women's soccer team. He was ATC, which is an athletic trainer of the men's team. So we met there. Thank goodness health and fitness was always just a natural part of our life.
Yeah.
Now, does our health and fitness look way different than it did 24 years ago?
Of course it does.
Absolutely. Because we've learned a ton. And but we worked in school districts for a while. We were coaching together, came back.
Were you together at that point?
Yes.
Did you guys?
Okay, yeah, met. As soon as we met, I got my claws into him and didn't let him go. So,
it was bait. So what was he doing? Well, you see him across the room.
Well, one, he was clueless. He's a little older than me.
Right.
So he yeah, was clueless that I was even interested in him.
Right.
But he, if you talk to him, he said, I got his attention because he was talking to an athlete about the elements needed in a muscle contraction.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting over there, my little 18-year-old self, and I piped up and I said, you mean which ions do you need in a muscle contraction?
That is so alluring. You're like, hey, do you know about ions? And by the way, if I kick this ball through the goal, top right corner, we going out Friday night.
That's funny because guess how I got my first date with him?
Did that really happen?
Kind of. We were playing 1v1 a lot.
Okay.
And we would put little wagers on it. And of course, a wager came up for lunch. But come on, I'm a science major, double major with education in science. And I
played, we don't eat lunch.
I played soccer. I didn't have time for lunch.
Right.
So, you know, I had to turn it into a dinner conveniently. Right. That was,
so it was kind of like, you know, soccer ball, top corner pocket kind of thing? Or?
It was 1v1. And actually, it started pouring down the rain during this particular
even
match.
Better.
And we, not one of us even looked at stopping. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, I have found my man right here.
The rain just made, just brings the, you know, the va-va-voom out, you
yeah,
know?
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Hey, now we're soaking wet. Let's go to Maggiano's for dinner. Well, where did you go to dinner?
Las Palmas.
Las Palmas.
Yep.
Not well, that's, yeah, a little Mexican?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Not Maggiano's.
Definitely not Maggiano's. We were poor college students. Las Palmas it was. And he knew he found the one when I ordered nachos. And I am white as white can be. So
right.
And my family did not like Mexican food growing up. And Dennis is actually half Mexican.
Right.
So he ate lots of Mexican growing up. And I asked, can I eat this with my fingers?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I dug right in.
So that was your first time, one of the first times getting Mexican food for yourself?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, other than Taco Bell, which is
right.
Like a sin around yeah. a true Mexican family. So.
Well, I mean, that's it, in my family, too. They thought Mexican food was always spicy, so we never had it.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time, she says, we're going to Ponchos and Gringos in New Milford. I'm going, hey, dude, do they serve burgers?
Right.
She goes, yeah, they serve burgers, but you let's have some nachos. You'll be fine. And, you know, I found out then and there that Mexican food wasn't always spicy.
Yeah, it's good
and,
stuff.
You know, unfortunately for me, from there on out, it was like, yeah, it's not a good thing. Cheese and nachos and steak.
Yeah, in moderation for sure.
I know. I'm trying to go by, I've actually adopted this philosophy in my own head. I want to call it the rule of one, which I've been vastly violating for the past week, but every now and then I follow it. But, you know, instead of three slices of pizza, just do one.
There
right?
you go. Yeah.
Just kind of stick to one. It's all, I would imagine it's all portion control.
No.
No. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Wouldn't that be so much easier?
Oh, my God.
But I love the fact that you're thinking about the, like, you know, the rule of one. That's a great starting point. Now, how can you set yourself up for more success with that rule? Is if you know you're going to have pizza. Like, pizza is my weakness.
Yeah,
for
mine
sure.
too.
But if I know I'm going to partake in some pizza, I'll have a healthy snack beforehand. You
right.
Eat some nuts, eat some fruit, something
fills
like
that. Fills you up. Yeah.
Yeah, to make it not quite so bad when you start into that pizza. But keeping in mind, those foods are designed to make you want more.
Really?
So, yeah, especially, you know, if you go... Oh, geez, like, you know, a bag of chips or a sweet or like Oreos or something like that. Those companies spend millions of dollars in R&D.
Keep you eating.
Yes.
Wow.
To get all those brain, all those activity, all of those centers in your brain stimulated so that you continue to eat. So if that makes you feel better,
yeah.
it's designed to suck you in and make you overeat. But if I can educate a little bit and know, and you know that going in, hopefully that will empower you a little bit to be like, oh, no, I know this trick.
Yeah. Everybody told me, hey, because I went on a CPAP mm-hmm. earlier this year, and they said, oh, man, your body, you're going to feel so much more rested, and everything's going to be just honky-dory. And I get on it, and I said, what about, you know, like, I would imagine that your body, because it's not stressed out trying to breathe,
yes.
that you probably, you know, it's more efficient, you know, it burns calories better. And stuff. Oh, yeah, I lost like 20 pounds. I'm like, oh, awesome. Get it here faster.
Yeah.
No, I gained like 15.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm going, you know, when my body is gasping for air, all right, through the sleep apnea that I have, it's probably burning a lot of calories.
It's freaking out.
Right? Now all of a sudden I can relax. Oh, I just, yeah, pack it on. I didn't change anything about my habits.
That's interesting, because yeah, it usually really does have the other effect where right, you're actually able to recover at night.
But with me, of course, yeah, you know? Unbelievable. That was me on the scale a week later. That was the actual take of me on the scale a week later. I kid you not. And this was also me. On the week after that. Crying.
I'm waiting for the sobbing to start. There it is.
And then my wife comes up. Yeah, I know. You married me. Too bad.
Yeah, joke's on her, right?
Yeah. So from where you guys met and in college and everything going on, okay, we want to start a business. Mm-hmm. That's what happens?
Well, we did go back to Texas, where he's from. Okay. 5 years, spent some time in some inner city, which is just teaching inner city, coaching inner city.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, actually. Just okay, north of Cincinnati.
Yeah, you sound like real Midwestern.
Yeah, do I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if I ask for a pop, that would give me away, too.
It might be.
Say
yeah,
you guys.
I mean, you're not saying house or, you know, what's that all about?
Yeah, I don't nothing, have a funny Minnesota accent.
No, Minnesota. No, you don't have that going on.
No.
You're definitely middle. You're from the breadbasket right there.
Here you go.
Sort of. So, yeah. So, Texas, where in Texas?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. So, right on the border, pretty much.
No. San Antonio's like right in the middle of the state.
Never mind.
It takes 8 hours to get out of the darn state.
Geography and not my cup of tea, apparently. Maybe you're thinking of Del Rio.
If it makes you feel any better, when we moved, I was really confused how we were still in the central time zone, because I swore Texas was right underneath California.
It's forever. Yeah.
But it's not underneath California. It's in the middle of the United States.
I went to Texas in June, and I crossed over from Louisiana into Texas. And, it sets Texarkana up the roads. Yeah, Texarkana area. Mm-hmm. And I go into, across the border, and they set up all the different mileage signs and stuff like that. You know, here's how far it is to Austin and stuff like that. And one was El Paso.
Yep.
I think it was El Paso. And it was like 1,000 miles away.
Yeah. It's a big state.
Oh, my gosh. Like, dude, that's freaking 10 hours in the car right there.
Yeah, like 12 I said, hours. It takes 8 hours to get out.
Yeah. So Texas, how
Texas
did it?
Texas was great.
Yeah.
We went there with a 5-year plan in mind. Like, right, okay, no matter what, we're coming back in 5 years because we love this area. We wanted to lay our roots down here. So we stuck to that and came back wanting to start our own business. I was a teacher, so science, human A&P, that kind of teacher. So I taught actually right here in Spring Hill, Murray County for a little bit.
Cool.
While we were getting ready to open up our Smoothie King, for mm-hmm, those of you that have been around a while.
Was that the one over in the Crossings?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Right before.
Dude, I think I remember you.
Right before the recession. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 07, 08. That's right.
Yeah.
We had just moved to Spring Hill in 05 that year.
Yeah. Okay, so we came back in 06, worked for the school district for a couple of years, opened the Smoothie King, then the GM plant closed down,
right,
and then everything else closed down, and us included.
Right.
So that was a fun experience.
No more Smoothie Kings at the moment, though.
No. Okay. We got out of that. Now, what that did allow us to do was, because what we realized, it's funny, if you go back and look at our business plan for Smoothie King, it was all about helping the community and educating and teaching people about good health and fitness.
Right.
And we got in there, and what we realized was this is not the place to have those conversations. The blender's so loud, you can't talk. If you're doing a good job, they're in and out in under 5 minutes. And then we also were right next door to a Moe's.
Right.
And they would bring in Moe's, and I'm not knocking Moe's.
And Sweet CC's.
Yeah, well, Sweet CC's is in our space now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got
you. Yeah,
so
we were like, darn, maybe they should have done that.
Yeah.
But they'd bring in their Moe's burrito and then come in and order like the king smoothie. And I was like, dude, that is 3,000 calories right there.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right platform for us to really have good conversations. And, no judgment around the 44-ounce smoothie or the Moe's, not at all. But just, some more opportunity to have education around it. So what that whole debacle allowed us to do was, one, taught us how to run a business, which was a great experience. Other people that lost all their money in the stock market around that time, we laughed because we actually pulled our retirement out to be able to do that.
Right.
And then we lost it eventually, yes, but at least we got to play around and learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive lesson, but we survived to tell the tale. So that propelled us into our gym, owning we were coaching soccer teams, so then we went into training soccer teams as far as strength and conditioning goes, which led us into the parents wanting us to train them. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, yeah, sure, we can do that. You're just older and less mobile, but yeah, we can take care of you.
Yeah.
Fast forward 12 years later, we're still in our gym space up in Cool Springs under OPEX Franklin.
Right.
And it's, you know, we love being able to work together. We found out early on that our marriage works better if we're together all the time, which I know is not the norm in most marriages.
Right.
But, and so bringing, you know, Bug and Josie into the world and being able to homeschool, it's allowed us to do all of that while serving others and helping them, you know, get the best out of themselves by teaching them how to have better health and fitness.
What kind of services are you guys offering at OPEX?
At OPEX, it's really cool. It's a kind of a one-stop shop. You go to a lot of places, and it's workouts, and then it's an upcharge for this nutrition, and it's essentially nickel and dime you. And with us, we learned very early that it is, while working out is important, it's just a really small piece of the puzzle, unfortunately.
Right.
You can't out-train a bad diet.
Right.
You also can't outrun bad lifestyle habits. Mm-hmm. So about 4 years ago, we were looking to change our model, and we found a model with OPEX Franklin. With OPEX. They are out of Arizona.
Okay, so they're a franchise.
It's not a franchise. It's a license.
Which
is great, because franchise, they control everything. They tell you know, exactly how things are going to go.
Right.
With an affiliate, which is big in the CrossFit world, you basically just get to use the name, which is not always a good thing when everybody using that name can do whatever the heck they want, so there's no consistency in the brand. Mm-hmm. With OPEX, it's a license where they don't control us, but we definitely have best practices, and we all basically do stuff the same, which is great. So,
which is hopefully bolstering the brand up over, you know, overall.
Yes. When it's looked at, people know when you're coming to OPEX, like their big thing is education as well. They're educating the coaches. We want to, you know, professionalize the fitness industry, and they do a great job at it, which is always where we come from, because we have a background in science. You know, Dennis is an athletic trainer. It's not just something we went and got on one line or, you know, online one weekend and got a certification and now I'm a trainer. No,
you have a lifetime invested in
this. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it was important to surround ourselves with people like that and that wanted the same, you know, for their clients. So with OPEX, it's, you come in, first you talk to me, I'm kind of the gatekeeper.
Right.
Get to know you a little bit, get to know your personality, and then figure out, all right, what kind of program do we need to put together to best service you? And that's from working out, nutrition, lifestyle. We can do on-site training, we can do remote training, we can do... Thanks.
We give people waters right in the middle of a sentence.
It's like, all right. it's 100% personalized, individualized. So, you know, the tagline "fitness that actually works with your life" is definitely something that we stand behind.
You know, there was a guy we had a fitness guest on here a few months back, and he talked about having adult field days.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah, and I was like, what a concept! But I mean, you have to do it every single day. I mean, you know, you can't run potato sack races, you know, every other day for cardio.
You could try.
It would be fun. Do you guys do, like, you know, soccer for fat guys?
We do not, but what we can do...
You should call it that.
...is, if that's your goal, we can figure out how to make sure you're prepared to do soccer for fat guys and
but you're plugged in. You're plugged into leagues and stuff like that that you can refer people to?
Yeah. We've been around a long time, so we can, you know, definitely get you... In the right hands. The biggest thing, though, is doing stuff that, some people enjoy going to the gym and working out, but let's be honest, not everybody does. So it's not about the working out. It's about, what do you want to do, Jim? Oh, right. You want to play soccer for fat guys? Awesome. Well, let's do this.
I don't want to be a fat guy when I'm done playing soccer.
Well, and if we do our job right, you won't be, right?
Right.
But making sure your body's prepared, because as you get older, stuff just changes. And
my thing has been cycling, you know, and it's something I know I have to do. Maybe if I did it with other people, I would enjoy it more. But, you know, I do it because I feel better when I'm done. I know I've done something good for my body.
Yes.
I'm sweaty and I'm out of breath. So that's a good thing. I've burned calories.
And that's a great lower impact
right.
sport. That yeah. is, you know, soccer is great. Love it. But yeah. the risk is going to be a lot higher of injury.
My wife played soccer and she loved coaching soccer.
Yes.
And my daughters play soccer. But my youngest daughter now plays volleyball. She likes volleyball. But again, I mean, just walking around the neighborhood makes a big difference. But of course, for me, I developed a Achilles tendonitis, yes. which is just wonderful.
That's painful.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you know, hey, I want to walk to get better and feel better. But nope. Not happening. Because yeah. you can, you know, it's painful to walk now.
So, very much so.
Biking is it, I guess.
Yeah. I've actually got a friend down here in Spring Hill that bikes. He's looking for a buddy. So
another fat guy, middle aged, or one of these guys that has like all the outfits and
no, he's not there. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it okay? Are you wanting the outfits?
No, I wear Walmart gym shorts and a t-shirt.
That's more his style.
Yeah, and it's a mountain bike that I put road tires on.
Perfect.
That's a mountain bike that's 20 years old.
Yeah,
and it's great.
Yeah,
it works just fine.
Yeah,
you know,
good to hear. How often are you cycling?
Well, I try to do. I'm doing the weights again. I bought dumbbells, and I do chest and shoulders and abs one day. So I try and do alternate days.
Okay.
So every other day I'm doing weight training and stuff like that, and maybe a mile walk around the neighborhood. And every other day I try and get at least 3 days a week in just heavy cardio.
Good.
And then, you know, of course, like you said, 85% of the friggin' thing is nutrition.
Yeah. That's rough, isn't
that's
it?
That's the toughest thing to change.
So sad.
It is. But that's the truth,
yep.
you know? And it's a lot of how you think about food and why you're doing what you do. You know Corinne Crabtree? Does that name ring a bell?
It's familiar.
Yeah, she's here in Brentwood in the Nolansville side, I want to say. But she's got a tribe that she calls Fit and Fat with PH.
Okay.
And she is a no-holds-barred type of speaker, teacher, yes. instructor.
I know who you're talking about now. Yep.
She's got the blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
She lost 100 pounds just retraining herself how to think about food and really examining the psychological side of why we do the things we do.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one thing we learned through this model where we're really working closer with our clients and sitting down every month and having conversations is just how much psychology goes into this.
It really does.
In fact, one of our coaches is working on his doctorate in psychology because he realized there's he can have more impact if he had better strategies to help people
right.
with, you know, wrap their head around food and lifestyle habits like going to bed or staying up or even stress. Managing stress is huge.
Yeah, I guess stress would play into it. But how do you know if you're really stressed? I don't know if I'm stressed.
I don't know. We'd have to talk about it.
Did we uncover that when you surgically removed all my feelings the last time we talked?
You're making me sound like
you were great at it, man. No, you were. No, you were really good at it. I mean, it was so, and just the questions were just right hook after. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I really got to think about that. I feel like I'm being interviewed.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, that's part of what you do, and it's so second nature, and you're so good at it.
Well,
I'm not saying it was a bad thing. It was a great thing. It made me think.
Yes.
You know? And why do you do that, Jim? Why do you feel like you need to have six Oreos? Because they're there. I mean, and they're good. Why can't you just have one and just, you know, appreciate the flavor? Now, with Body for Life, when I did that years ago, they had the free day. So you really hunkered down for 6 days. And the seventh day, the idea was to, hey, whatever you want, go knock yourself out.
Yep.
All right. And what I found over time was a lot of the things that I thought I wanted on Sundays were like, yeah, I'm good. I don't really need it because tomorrow I'm going to pay for that.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to get on the treadmill and I'm not going to be able to run, do a 9-minute mile like I normally can by the end of the week. I'd rather have that.
That's awesome. You know?
But I mean, that's a decision to make in your own head.
Right. And when you can make the steps to get there.
Yeah.
Like we, if you look at our journey, 12 years ago, we would eat well Monday through Friday at lunch.
Right.
Because Friday at lunch was when the members of our gym would go out and we'd go out and we'd start the weekend, basically. We'd have beers and bad food. But now if you look, and I mean, geez, even our cheat days, it's grain-free nachos with goat cheese. I mean, it's ridiculous. Right. But I choose that because that's what makes my body feel the best.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel that way, the way I do after eating crappy. But one of the things is, and what we teach is, there's no judgment from our end, and we don't want you to be judging yourself either for eating those six Oreos or the why behind eating those six Oreos.
But it's, I mean, just, there's got to be some sort of accountability on my part to, yes, say, well, there's no judgment,
yes,
but you got to stop eating them. You know, at some point you got, you know, okay, forgive yourself for that time, but the next five times you're going to do this, you got to stop, you know?
Well, and that's where we got to connect it to your why.
Yeah.
You know, why are you eating the six Oreos now? And then is that aligning with the goals that we had sat down and set for us?
Right.
And if you want to continue to eat those Oreos, that's fine. But Jim, we're going to sit down and look at those goals, and we're going to have to do some realignment because you're not going to get there in the time frame that we laid out.
What about, you know, you see the ideal six pack, the people that, you know, just live in the gym and they really buy into the lifestyle. That image is certainly sold to them that this is how you should look. Now, I know there are different kinds of body types. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess an endomorph, an ectomorph,
or, yeah,
you know, all those different.
Mesomorph, yeah.
Mesomorph. I don't know what kind of morph I am. You know, plus size of morph or whatever. But, I mean, when I really got lean, but I was, you know, back then I was 23, 24, 25 years old.
Right.
A lot easier to do it. Not so much now. But I got down to about 175 pounds at one point, which I looked like I had HIV. You know, my skin was ashen gray.
Yeah.
My Courtney at the time, who was my fiance, she's like, dude, you got to eat a steak. You got to, you know, drink a beer, do something because you look like you're unhealthy.
Yep.
So there was that aspect of it. But I felt great. I was light. I guess I just needed to get sun. I don't know.
And that's where you can look under the hood too, with the blood work and see,
true,
what's going on.
So, I mean, do you believe that everybody out there, people that have been lifetime obese, can everybody get to like fighting weight?
That's tough. Everybody is so different, yeah, which is why we went 100% individualized in our programs. And not everybody wants to be fighting weight. That's the other,
right,
thing. Some people are very happy at just a weight that maybe I might be comfortable at, but if they're comfortable and they feel great at it, well, then that's where they need to be. Because,
yeah,
at the end of the day, the mental health is just as important as the physical health.
Right. They want to have the balance of enjoying life, but also,
yes,
not overdoing it.
Correct.
What do you believe about what you do? Which is a very pivotal question I ask a lot of people.
That if your health is better, you can serve others better, and you can just live a larger life. You can be a happier you. You can do the things that you want to do. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but we only get one shot at this.
It's not a practice life.
Right.
Yeah.
So just figuring out how to make the most of it, and knowing that it's never too late. You know, the whole, yeah, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Well, the second best time is now. Same thing with your health.
With a lot of people who don't feel that kind of hope,
mm-hmm,
if you were able to sit down in front of them, what's your opening salvo? What do you want to make them realize?
It's possible.
Yeah.
You know, or is it possible to do that, to get that six pack body that you think you want? I don't know. We'd have to talk. The biggest thing is, you know, use the word should, what,
yeah,
your body should look like. We are very big about not shooting all over our clients.
Well, with that being said,
what's your,
Tara,
problem?
What is your problem? Not shooting over your clients,
yes,
I imagine. That's hilarious. I love that line.
You're more than welcome to use it.
Thank you.
Because it's not mine.
You should use that in B&I. We're not here to should all over our clients.
Yes. What's my problem? Well, it's funny because you were just leading into it.
I kind of was, I know.
Yeah.
I got to fire the jingle off though, you know.
Yep. The perception that fitness and health is a 6-week quick fix.
Right.
And that it's going to be all better after that. Ultimately, what we do and how we do it, it's not sexy. It's not quick. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
But it is life-changing, and it is sustainable.
you know, everybody's has their low, you know, when it comes to physicality and stuff like that. Bill Phillips comes to mind. You know who he is. He was the founder of EAS.
Okay, yes,
which
yes,
made
yes.
Myoplex at one point.
Yep.
He was also he was the, you know, the head of Muscle Media magazine and all this other stuff, and he did Body for Life. He founded that whole thing. That's what I did three times in a row. And I follow him on Facebook. I had him on my previous podcast as a guest once, and we had a good long conversation about a whole host of things. And it's pretty much his workout that I've customized for myself.
Awesome.
Because my thing is, like, you know, he does the entire upper body in 45 minutes, and it's a grind, you know. Mm-hmm. And at my age, I'm like, I want to do something I know I'm going to stick to.
Yep.
That if I'm done in a half an hour, I'm good.
Yep.
Right?
And it's finding what works with your life.
Right. Right. Which means I don't do leg day. Leg day is reserved for biking, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, that's how I think of it now. I'm probably, you know, copping out, but whatever.
Yeah, you're just going to be the guy with the big chest and
the
chicken legs.
I already have big legs as it is. I've got bowling pin calves, right?
Well,
they look like upside down bowling pins. he had a traumatic accident where I think he did something with his leg or something like that, where his quadricep, I think, detached.
Okay.
And it put him in the hospital for months. He gained like 80 pounds. And, you know, to look at pictures of him going, oh, my God, I remember you were jacked,
yeah,
right, at one point. And now he was just like a big fat blob.
Mm-hmm.
He came back from that, and now he's got a whole plan. They're talking about the, you know, the guy who's 50 and plus, and how, look, you're going to have to realize what took 3 months when you were 20 is going to take now 6 to 8.
For
okay,
sure.
That's just the reality. Because as we get older, it just, you know, gravity is not fun.
Oh, your cells lose resiliency. They don't respond as quick.
He also got COVID. Bad.
Oof.
Bad. Real bad. But he came back from it, thankfully. So, I mean, it's really interesting to watch. I mean, what was, you know, in a part of your life, what was a tremendous low that you had to come back from?
Oh, for sure. It was losing the Smoothie King.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Both my husband and I, we're high achievers. We don't fail.
Yeah.
And so to go, you know, take everything and put it into this venture that we thought was going to be great, and you know, circumstances out of our control hit, and accepting that, okay, this is out of our control.
Right.
That was rough. It was, you know, whole business, car, house, all gone.
Really?
Yes. Life-changing, hard to get through. Almost lost the marriage. It was rough there. Not because us. It was just because... Just you feel like such a failure. You're letting each other down. And
right.
Once we got past that and realized, okay, no, this is okay.
Failure can be good.
Yes. And we learned a ton. Definitely got us on the whole, if you can't buy it with cash, you don't buy it. So
yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say
if
this
it's
as
good
we're,
debt.
Yeah, as
yeah.
We're about to put offices in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to borrow for that. But I have a plan, you know, make sure it's all...
Well, it's cost justified.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not that it's just, you know, paying salaries or for you guys or anything. You don't use credit for that.
Right.
No. We had the luck and benefit of bringing somebody on board here, and he's our business partner now, who taught us as Big Dot was meeting in Panera's and McDonald's and all the other stuff that I probably shouldn't tell you because you're going to judge me secretly.
I'm not judging.
No, but that's where we did business and had meetings and stuff like that. We used to meet at the Connection Center at Brentwood Baptist for a spell of time. And, like, you know, just the way he says, look, you're not going to take out a line of credit to pay your guys' salaries. No, that's not how you do this. You're just going to have to not have a salary for a while until we have it cost justified. And I'm going, oh, that's how this works.
Yeah.
It's good to have somebody who knows.
For sure.
In your corner.
Absolutely.
Mentorship and all that stuff. Moving forward, how do people get a hold of you and connect with you, and why? What? Who are you looking for?
You know, because of our model, we can service anybody. But our best clients, 30, 35, all the way up to however old, we do really well with entrepreneurs and business people who are busy. They are very, very busy. Don't want to think about what they have to do for their workout. They just come in and they're told what to do, yet understand that a group setting where everyone's doing the same thing may not be for them, because everyone in our space has their own workout program based basically designed for them based off an assessment.
Right.
So people who are busy but still want to take the time for themselves but don't want to have to do all the stuff around what it takes to take care of
themselves. Planning the workouts and stuff. You do nutrition plans, things of that nature.
Yeah, we don't. One thing we do is we don't come in and turn your life upside down.
Right.
We're more of the 1% change each month. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to give you this and say, Jim, this is what you're going to eat for the next 90 days or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, let's look at what you're eating now.
You have to fade into it.
Yes. Well, right. Let's just make small changes. Yeah. Once you have that down and it's considered a habit and you feel good about it, all right, let's build upon that.
Yeah.
Or let's say it's not going well and you're not getting it down as a habit. Let's look at why it's not working and let's tweak it and let's try again.
How would you, what's your psychology you teach people? Okay, you see a, you know, a box of donuts on the company conference room table or kitchen table.
So hard, isn't it?
Right. You know, I mean, what's the instant thought someone should have in their mind?
That all goes back to connecting with their why.
Yeah.
Figuring out why they want to, you know, avoid the thing of donuts.
Yeah.
But then also teaching them strategies, like the whole don't go to work hungry or don't go into that break room hungry or have an immediate snack that you can, you know, put in your mouth.
Or if you're going to have that, then don't have lunch.
Yeah,
right? I mean, it's not the best food to eat in place of lunch.
Right? Because, you know, it's not just about calories. It's about the quality of those calories as well. Right. But if that's a solution short term that gets us into a better solution, you know, the whole good, better, best, then yeah.
If I moderate, you know, I'll have a good healthy breakfast. I'll have oatmeal with protein powder and almonds and stuff like that I keep in there. But then we'll get donuts, right? And I'll just not, I'm just not going to eat lunch, you know. That helps me. It's weird. If I base it and kind of have that moderation of what I like mixed in with the good stuff, things will happen. It's typically when I add the wine and beer on the weekends that you overdo it, that I come away with, I can't wait to lose any weight. But if I go full bore and it's like nothing but clean food, I still gain weight. It's like my body goes into famine mode.
Yeah. Right? And that's why it's so important to really have a good coach and one that can sit down with you and personalize stuff. Because that, for some people, wouldn't work. But then the whole full-blown, very restrictive, isn't going to work for everybody either. So it's finding what's going to work for each individual person and having a professional to guide you through that, both in the kitchen, in the gym, and then the lifestyle habits you have as well.
So if you're listening and you like Tara, you should reach out to her. And where can they reach out to you?
OpexFranklin.com. You can email me at Tara@OpexFranklin. And you can also
Instagram handle, all that stuff?
Yes, we are on there.
All at OPEX Franklin. You got everything there, right?
Yes,
sir. Okay. It's like a landing page.
Yes.
Parting thoughts?
Just thank you. This has been good.
You have fun?
It's always nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Yes. It's good to hear you laugh.
and not should all over you.
And not should all over me. But excellent. Check Tara out. OpexFranklin.com. Whereabouts is it located?
We're in Cool Springs.
Right okay.
They're tucked south, Mallory Station and Seaboard Lane.
Okay.
Definitely destination location, but convenient nonetheless. So.
And it's kind of like a big office space type thing?
No, it's actually a warehouse building that we have built out some space in. So there's showers there. So if you're a middle of the guy or middle of the day workout kind of guy or girl, you know, there's showers there. And then we're getting ready to put some offices in there as well. We have a great massage therapist on site now. So like your Achilles tendonitis, that was something that came up. I was like, I wonder if her name's Tara too.
Right.
Literally, Tara number two, that's what we call her.
No shooting involved.
Exactly. So we've just got a great team of people that can help, and we're bringing on a PT soon as well. So good times at OPEX Franklin.
How big is the space, roughly?
It is almost 6,000 square feet. So
so about the size of this building.
It's like 5,600, which before COVID, we were like, wow, we really need to downsize, because with the model, there's not many people in there at the same time.
Right.
But then with COVID happening, and we were just about to decide what we were doing with our lease, and then COVID happened, the whole spacing, having to space out and stuff, and I was like, wow, I'm so glad we have all this space. Where do I sign?
I know. Similar to us here. Yeah. We bought the building, and now we're outgrowing it. It's crazy. But thank you once again for coming down. Really do appreciate it. It's been a long time coming, and it's awesome to see you in person finally.